expectations is, if the expectation is just to hopefully get to the second round, then cool.
Are they trending up right now? Would you say they're trending up?
Well, they're also, yeah, it's also not been a climb to get to fifth, sixth. It's the decline going down from the fourth, I think, at one point, to the fifth, to the sixth, and now they're pretty good handle
on it. Yeah, they are eighth. They are currently eighth, and they probably shouldn't fall further than this because the Lakers are sitting at 500 at the nine seed, but they're currently at the bottom of their tier is how I'm deciding to look at it. I mean, when you look at the Pelicans, who have had the Kings number this year, Dallas, I think, is more so on the Kings level, but they have a better record. And then Phoenix is definitely on the up, as we talk about. You know, the Kings are definitely on the downslope right now. The Suns are definitely on an uphill climb. And so, yeah, I mean, the Kings are not playing good basketball right now.
If it was to end today, right, it would be 8-9. Okay, so they would, yeah, Lakers would come to town.
No, they would be 7-8.
Or 7-8, yeah. So they would go to Phoenix.
Yep. And then if they Winner lose that, in, then they would get a home
Then Lakers
game.
Would come to town. Yeah.
Potentially, yeah. Not great. It's not the position. I mean, you just want to be out of the play-in completely. And
okay.
Like, you want to have some cushion.
No, yeah.
The fact they're in the play-in is terrible.
Let's push them to the four. Let's push them to the five seed now. They go on a winning streak. Now you get the first round against the Clippers. Mm-hmm. How's that going to go?
I mean, this is why, the Kings, they have to improve. Like, if they want to have success in the playoffs, they cannot be this current crop of guys. They cannot, because, yeah, you're right. Like, okay, let's say the Kings do get their stuff together. They then have to play really good teams. It just doesn't feel like they're at that level, I think, is the bigger part. If you're going to say, are the Kings a playoff team, well, would you say they're playing to the caliber of the Pelicans, who, again, we've seen the Kings lose to them four times, the Dallas Mavericks? Maybe the Mavericks, but I think Phoenix will end up taking that spot anyway. They're definitely not playing as well as the Clippers right now, who might be the hottest team in basketball. Nuggets survived without their second-best player for a couple weeks there. I don't think the Kings could do that. OKC, they're a young team that's, you know, I think people understand are more in OKC's now more in the hunted category, as is the Timberwolves, and they've been able to hold their standing. So I think that there's legitimate legitimate reason to have concern in this Kings situation.
Yeah. So like we said, it's all about expectations. If you are, and it's okay if you're still in honey.
Yeah.
Again, if we're taking ourselves out of the Monty McNair position and the organization position, and it's just, hey, and you're still in the camp of, hey, Kings didn't go to a playoffs in 16 years.
Right.
If we get the fact that we're having this conversation is great.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. Right. But Chris and I can't really do a show like that. We're being completely honest.
Yeah.
We just turn off the mics. Right. That's not how it's going to work. We have to talk about the Kings trying to improve, and we have to talk about the Kings being true contenders. Yes. Okay.
And it's halftime right now, and they're losing.
Right, exactly.
In the middle of the season, and they're not up right now.
You cannot go into a season saying, why would you pay for that ticket, right? And maybe not everybody believes it, but Vivek stands up there and says, hey, guys, we went to the first round last season. Our goal this season is get to the second round. Here are the ticket prices. People would be pissed.
Yep.
You cannot operate like that.
Yep.
As a fan, you can fan like that, but we are the flagship for the Kings. We can't have a discourse like that. It's just not good enough. Okay? That's not what people want to get to the promised land. You
yes.
do not enter this. De'Aaron Fox isn't happy that they got to the playoffs. Okay? Yep. Sabonis dang sure ain't happy that he just got to the playoffs.
Yeah.
These guys want to take the next step. Now, it's in their hands, and if you make your free throws, maybe that would help.
Right.
But you can be that as a fan, but understand that a lot of people aren't going to feel like that.
Yeah, you got to push for more. It's what we're – yeah, exactly. I think you laid it out perfectly there. Like, we always have to try and push this team forward because – we can't, if we're going to end up talking about the same thing, well then, yeah, exactly. People are going to get bored. They're going to tune out. Like, we need to continue to push for this team to continue to get better. And right now, I can't see how this team is going to turn this thing around and be better than they were at points in this season, when I think all of the flaws that we've seen from this team haven't came out of nowhere. There were still the same flaws as last year. If anything, it feels like it's been built upon. I think that there's, I think it's fine to say, hey guys, like this team is still good. Let's not act like it's doom and gloom and like they're out of the playoffs, especially when this is a franchise that's had real doom and gloom. I understand that, but still at the same time, this is a team that was a 3 seed last year, was supposed to improve on last year. And the fact that they're stagnant or if not even a little bit worse, that's not the right direction for where this thing's supposed to be going. And so I think we would not be doing them a service if we did not criticize and say, hey, like you said, I thought you're supposed to be better than last year. It sure doesn't look like it right now.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. And when you come out and you say, hey, we want to do this, we want to do that, we feel much better about our situation and De'Aaron Fox, and you have Coach Mike Brown talking about the process and he's got championship pedigree, yep, that's all fine and good, but we're in the throes of it now and things are only going to get harder.
Yep.
Things are only going to get harder, right? And
way harder.
You know, the teams that have, we are past, I mean, is there any doubt? I'm trying to think here. They're 29-13, the Thunder. Is there any team you see, because really you believe in the Nuggets, and unless there is an injury from the Clippers, I believe in the Clippers. I mean, the Clippers are 2 games back of first place.
No, they're excellent. They've played ridiculous.
The Thunder are 1 game back. It's the Thunder and the Timberwolves that you're wondering, hey, do they falter?
Right.
And then the Nuggets kind of pick it up.
Yep.
But then, okay, if you the bottom line is the Kings are in the second tier, yes, of this right now.
And right now, again, they're at the bottom of that second tier.
At best,
they,
you're getting back to the
fall
fifth
to
seat.
The third, but yeah, exactly.
At best, you're getting back to the fifth seat, and at worst, you're in that play-in.
And that's really, I mean, and that's, even if you are in the fifth seed, it's going to take, like, you're going to have to earn that fifth seed with how close everything is. Really, it's more about positioning yourself for the end of the season when every single game could slide you like it has this week. The Kings have been, in a week, they've gone from the 5 seed to the 8 seed. And what you don't want to do is at the end of the season be in a similar situation where you're now in gotta have it games in the last week of the season. So, I mean, to me, that's the thing the Kings really didn't have to deal with at all last year. They were the 3 seed. They were firmly in that 3 seed spot. They had like 3.5, 4 game clearances between second and then fourth. They were not in a position, and I don't trust them to be in a position, if they are in a position this year, where you have to earn your seeding. I don't know how this team has played this year. I wouldn't trust them to go earn a 5 seed. I would say they'll probably trick this away, go 500 this week, and end up a 7 seed.
Yeah, and I'm looking here. It's the teams that we don't talk about. Nobody is talking about the Pelicans. The Pelicans can hang on and be annoying.
Yep.
The Mavs could hang on and be annoying. The Suns are starting to look like they might
better.
Have figured some things out. And then you have, obviously, the Lakers and the teams
who are primed
that,
to make a move.
Yeah, the Lakers are in conversations with anyone with the pulse, right? That they are able to make a deal with. So it's not trying to be negative or not be able to keep things in perspective, but the perspective is if you're not getting better, you're getting worse.
Yep.
That's not just the Kings. That's everything in life, okay? If you are not working to get better or getting better, there is no standing pat in the world. There is no, we just ended up the same. Right here, the Kings have the same record. They ain't in the same position. Then they
it
were last
season.
It doesn't
feel the same, does it?
It doesn't feel the same. It doesn't feel the same. So that's what we're trying to kind of figure out, what exactly is going to happen, right? Because you can't just sit here and continue to go on with this roster. I just think it's plateaued.
Yeah, absolutely.
It doesn't matter if they win tonight or not.
Mm-mm. Nope, no. I think that we've seen, again, that there's legitimate problems, whether it's the fact that, yeah, they cannot seem to beat the Pelicans team because they provide a crazy amount of length, if it's the fact that the Clippers just seem to be another one of those teams that the Kings can't beat, or there's real legitimate signs that there's things wrong with this roster or just how it's built. And I think, again, just standing pat and doing nothing isn't going to get you anywhere. Even if it's, you know, again, we've said it doesn't have to be a major move. We're not saying the Kings have to make a Zach LaVine trade or anything like that, but it's just getting more guys in here that can form the identity. Because I think last year, the Kings had a very, very clear identity. It was be the Indiana Pacers of this year. Run your offense. You're going to win most of your games on the offensive end. And if you can provide a little bit of defense, or if you can get the other team to just get out of a rhythm for 5 minutes, you'll probably win the game. I don't know what the Kings – the only identity I would say the Kings have through 41 games is inconsistency, and De'Aaron Fox being excellent for the first half of the first half, and then Sabonis really being excellent for the second half of the first half. Besides that, I don't really know what this Kings team hangs their hat on every single game. I don't know what their approach is to say, this is our one thing that we can do better than anybody else in the NBA.
And the bottom line is this, okay? The Kings come back February 7th, so there is a very good chance, yeah, if you want to say goodbye to somebody, if yep, we believe that Monty McNair will make a move, basically somebody is, the deadline is the 8th, so somebody is not coming back unless they literally wait until midnight.
They might.
And don't do anything until February 8th, and I'm assuming that deadline is probably 2 p.m. or something, 2 p.m. Eastern or noon, noon hour time or something like that. Unless they're going to wait literally to that till that long, my guess is that as much as I don't think they're going to make a big move, there will be somebody on the roster that during this road trip does not come back to Sacramento. They got to order some movers to move their stuff to wherever they got to go, because they're gone for a while after tonight.
Yep. 7-game road trip, which is their longest of the season. And, you know, it wouldn't surprise me. It definitely wouldn't surprise me. I was, again, shocked that there wasn't a move made this past road trip. And I think that it would be a good opportunity to do it. I mean, you get, you know, a lot of the times people say you get closer on the road anyway. If you can make a deal while your team's on the road, I think it would, you know, obviously it wouldn't be the smoothest thing. It'd be nice to have them, you know, come to SAC and get all situated and all that stuff. But, I think they have to make a move sooner rather than later, because the later it waits, I mean, the longer and longer this losing streak can get. And just, I mean, I know they continue to say they're all together. This is the most together group they've ever had. Losing is going to test that, and I can't believe that everybody, all 15 guys on the roster, are completely happy and buddy-buddy. Something tells me that, you know, as you're going to lose games, people are going to get upset.
Get into a break. When we get back into some Niners talk. Do the Niners need Debo? I think they do, and Chris does as well, and also kickers in football. It's time to have a conversation. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Sacktown Sports. Call or text at 916-339-1140.
Got a little blind date hoping to happen. Chris?
This is crazy. This is incredible. This is from R Kings. For those who aren't familiar, that is the Kings subreddit. This is incredible. Nate, I need confirmation. Well, Nate's got a girlfriend, so this is actually Nate. This is, again, from the King subreddit. I've got an extra ticket for the Hawks game on Monday. Any girls want to go on a blind date? If you're a girl in your 20s and a Kings fan, let me know.
Whoa, this Sound guy intriguing? Doesn't like older women?
Sound intriguing? Well, unfortunately,
we're hoping to hope that he's in his 20s.
There's an update. Okay. The offer has been taken. Thank you, everybody, for your time.
Wow. Nicely done.
So, shoot or shoot. Got to shoot your shot, shoot. Man. Miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Shout out that guy. Shout out Reddit, too.
Interesting. Reddit can be dangerous.
It sure can. I would not advise taking blind dates.
Why don't you get in there and comment and say, hey, what section are you sitting in?
No, I'm good.
I've had friends get some nice ticket deals off Reddit, though, for the Kings. Like cheap tickets.
Really?
Yeah. So
I don't know if I'm going to speak to that.
Interesting.
What do you mean?
Let's see here.
You know,
just reading the comments here. Just going to ignore conversation. If this is a blind date too, wouldn't you? Would I be bad for just like if I didn't have tickets? If I were like, oh yeah, I'm a girl. If I tried to catfish him, just to like he wouldn't find out until I get to the game.
Wear a wig.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's give a shout out to this guy right now. If he can hear us, if he's listening anywhere, give us an update how it went.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so let's
get in there, Chris.
I might post this on the King subreddit and then see if we can get this guy maybe on the show.
I would just comment.
I would like to get him on the show.
Yeah.
I'll send you the thread.
Not on my normal Reddit account, though. Yeah. Because I can't have people knowing what I'm up to.
Of course.
That's, no. Alrighty.
Yeah.
Why do you make it sound suspicious?
Right. It didn't have to be this way. It did not have to be this way. Wow. Well, shout out to him.
Shout out
to
him.
I hope it goes well, man.
I really hope the Kings
win.
I hear a lot.
My buddies, and I don't have a lot of single buddies left, but from those who are still out
rest
there
in peace.
trying to figure it out. I mean, this online dating thing,
it's got to be
pretty
brutal.
Insane.
It's got to be Dude. Brutal. I can't imagine.
My friends are all on it because I guess I'm a little younger than you, Alan, but mm-hmm. all my friends, like, it's so funny when we go to a new town or something.
Oh, yeah.
And Tinder is just like, it's also funny to see what it's like on the other side. Mm-hmm. To see the matches and to see the kind of people that use the apps or why they use the apps, and the experience for a girl versus a boy.
Oh, I'm sure
is insane.
Yeah, I don't know if this is true or not, but Jess Escoto on the Sack Chat is claiming she claimed it, but wow. She could be playing us.
Jess has got to prove it.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
No, I think Jess already has her tickets for today. There's no way.
Yeah,
there's
I don't believe that.
Jess and Kyle going together.
Look,
Ledbetter, not Draper, by the way.
Well, sure.
Let me clarify that.
Sure.
There you go. All right, we'll see what happens. Hopefully we can get a hold of this guy and see yes. how the blind date went, because we all need someone.
You know what this person did conveniently leave out of this Reddit post? Mm-hmm. Where the seats are. Does that matter?
No, because now we're getting back into the conversation
of
it's free
okay.
tickets, man.
This is on the list too, wasn't it?
This was
on the list
a sporting
of do
event.
Not take on a first date.
Now, a sporting event and you are on the floor, right? You're right Shit. There. That's different.
That's what I'm saying.
That's different than, you know, being in the nosebleeds or whatever. But
it could be. I mean, no disrespect to the Atlanta Hawks, but it's the Atlanta Hawks on a Monday in Sacramento.
No,
like,
Trey.
No Trey too, like... I'm just saying, I don't know if that completely eliminates you from the dating pool, but I feel like
yeah.
one of my, you know, determining questions would have been, where are the seats at?
Yeah.
You know, because I'm all here for a free blind date, but if you spent $25 on the tickets, like, I can do that myself without meeting a stranger.
Exactly. Yeah, it is... Look,
all I'm saying is you better be coming correct, my guy.
You got to come correct. If they are nosebleeds, yeah. then whatever drinks or food this person yeah. wants,
you know
you're
going
to have to cash out.
How does this work from a, like how are you showing up? Are you, because there's an understanding here, Kings game, yeah. I'm a Kings fan.
Meet me at the Beam.
Meet me at the Kings game, meet me at the Beam. Do you have to, like... Where's your how do you act? Like, is there a obviously it's a first date, yeah. so you're gonna put your best foot forward. But this is also like a hey, like you kind of like you're coming to the Kings game with me. Mm-hmm. I put this on the Kings subreddit. I'm a certain level of Kings fan, if that
right.
makes sense. You know, like, are you allowed to go past the line of what might be a normal everyday supporter and be a fanatic?
It depends if other Kings Reddit peeps. Just found,
part of the
found
qualifications,
their friend.
If yeah. you're a girl in your 20s and a Kings fan, there's only two requirements.
Right, you don't have to be hardcore. Right, you don't got to be hardcore.
Yeah.
So yeah, all right, let's get to TC.
Good luck.
Who wants to be a part of the conversation on the Folsom Lake Honda Hotline? All guests and callers, join us from the Folsom Lake Honda Hotline. Folsom Lake Honda, your one stop Honda shop. What's up, TC?
Dallas Watkins, man, what's going on?
Not too much, man. How you feeling?
I'm all right. Niners kind of, you know, we barely got that win yesterday. Could have easily lost that, but I'm not going to go doom and gloom. But I just what I be talking about with Kyle almost getting in his way all the time. Everybody want to give that dude credit, but that dude always finds a way in big games to get in his way. I hope he don't do that next week. Otherwise, Dan Campbell going to bite kneecaps next week. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just being honest. As far as the Kings, hey, I'm with you, Stiles. Chris, hey, I'm with y'all. A move has to be made. A move will be made. Somebody getting left. I would love to. I mean, I wouldn't love to see it like that, but I would love to see a move make somebody getting traded, somebody being left on this road trip, and we shake up the team. Because how it is right now, bro, it is not handling, bro. We in AC. Like, I know it's all the same the same record? No, bro, it doesn't even look the same. This team isn't even gelling how they should be gelling. Not saying that they're funking and that they're against each other, but a move has to be made, Monty. You have to pull the trigger on a trade, bro. Something has to shake up. Chris, I'm with you. That's all I got.
Yeah, something has to happen. Thanks for the call, as always, TC. Something has to happen. Like we said, the trade deadline is February 8th. So this all ends, people. And I know we've joked about the murmurs and rumors, but this all ends pretty soon here. Yep. And we're going to be left with what we're left with. We're going to be talking about, I guess, free agents that nobody right. has picked up. That's going to be next. But at that point, you know, at that point, it's not going to, I don't think, move the needle, right? You get a JTA-type player or G-leaguer or somebody like that.
Kessler Edwards.
So, again, looking at the schedule, they get back for a game against the Pistons, I believe, on February 7th. Okay? February 7th. The deadline is February 8th. So, they're on the road after tomorrow. Until essentially the deadline closes.
Crazy.
And to be honest, I don't think they care about this, but logistically, I think it's easier to make a trade that way. You got a nice long break. Somebody's just not going to be back on in the bus with you
yeah.
when you go to one of those spots.
That's how I feel. I mean, I think that they've got to get it done during the road trip, and I'm looking at, you know, some numbers here, and it's just, it feels like everything is just, it's not clicking how it's supposed to be, and I know that the guys, again, I know they say that they're more connected than they've ever been, but on the floor, I mean, it just, defensively, it's been a mess, because even these past, I mean, on this losing streak right now, you've looked good. Like, you've looked really good at points, and the fact you can't get the results, I think, is incredibly disappointing, and, you know, maybe it's them leveling back out. They got some wins they shouldn't have gotten. Now they're getting some losses that they probably shouldn't get, but I think that there's something wrong with this roster, and I'm going to continue to say, and I'm not going to stop until a trade is made, that they need to do something if they want to have success this year.
Yeah. All right. Get into a break. When we get back, prop talk. Get your props in. We'll go over our records, and Chris's is better than mine. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Live and local.
This is Sacktown Sports.
Prop talk. The time is now. Nate, I hope you have your prop ready. Chris Watkins, I hope you have your prop ready. And I am 1-1 in prop talk. I was correct on the, what was it, De'Aaron Fox, Tyrese Maxey
yeah.
combo.
Yeah.
Last, what was it?
It feels like an eternity ago.
Right, a little over a week ago. So I was right on that one. Keegan Murray, I was wrong on. He had, if I told you Keegan Murray had 27 points,
that's right.
You would have thought man. 2.5 threes would have been easy.
Easy money.
Easy. So here we go.
That's hilarious.
Here we go. And this is somebody, look, I want to keep it positive here because there are people that, you know, I mean, De'Aaron Fox and other guys that you can decide to ride with or not ride with. This one is a little higher than normal
okay.
from what I'm seeing, and it's scaring me. Okay?
There you go.
They have Malik Monk at 16.5 points.
Oh.
That scares
That's
me.
High. Yeah.
I don't want to go there,
mm-hmm.
right? With no DeAndre Hunter, though, give me Malik Monk, 5.5 assists. Give me that over.
Oof.
5.5 assists? See, okay. I like that.
I like Malik. There's a combined rebounds assists at 9, and I like the over on that. So I think Ooh. That plays
okay.
plays well.
In my mind, I can't recall Malik getting very many rebounds.
I mean, he's
in my mind.
He's a hustle player, though, right?
Right.
So he ends up with the ball a few times, and he gets, you know, those 6 assists.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What happens when it's even?
What do you mean when it's
oh? So
when
it's just numbers at 9.
It just
a push.
It just depends on what else you have. If you have nothing else, then it's just a push.
Okay, but what if it's part of your parlay though?
They will shut. They will take it off. So if you put in 5 and one pushes, then they'll judge it off the four.
A lot more complicated than just having the half point, but all right.
it is. Yeah. It definitely is, but I think that's how fair. Vegas wins.
So I'm going to go over Malik Monk.
Vegas always wins.
They sure do.
I'm going to go over on Malik Monk. Prop talk, 5.5 assists.
I do really like it. I like that a lot. I was looking at it earlier, and I want to make sure I got it right. Atlanta is 29th in the NBA in terms of opposing team assists. So that's a really good number, and wow. I would definitely look. They average 29 opponent assists per game, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're averaging 30 assists as a team, you're probably going to be top three. So the fact that Atlanta pretty much every single night is giving up 29 assists is insane. So the Kings better keep the ball moving tonight. I like, let's see here. I'm trying to think. I had a couple of them in mind. You know where I'm going to go? I'm going to go on the other side since we rarely go to the other team. I like Jalen Johnson. I saw it 1.5 dunks for Jalen Johnson. The dude is a highlight machine, like a highlight factory. And I don't know. I just don't think the Kings do a very good job on perimeter defense, allowing guys to drive towards the lane. I could see at least 2 dunks for Jalen Johnson. Absolutely. So I'll go over 1.5 dunks for Jalen Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, that guy jumps out the gym.
He does.
And he was actually labeled as one of the 2 Hawks untouchables.
Right.
Right?
Absolutely. Which, right.
They really must believe in that kid if you're building around him and Trae Young. Cool. So, Nate, you have over 1.5 dunks for
yep.
Jalen Johnson.
Yep. Yeah.
Interesting. Could burn ya.
I think he's got, let me see his dunk count on the year. He's at 49 dunks this season in 28 games. So, I mean, averaging about 1.5 per game.
Nate?
I got, okay, Harrison Barnes.
Oh, man.
Offensive okay. rebounds set at half. So all or nothing, basically, offensive rebounds.
It's really, I mean, and he's really averaging like 1 rebound a game, it feels like.
Right.
So it's just, is that 1 rebound going to come on the offensive end?
So risky.
It sounds like if you're doing the implied odds there, I would say it's probably a good bet. Because, again, HB barely gets rebounds in the first place. And what are the odds that the rebound he gets is going to be an offensive one, which is harder to get than a defensive one. So the logic makes sense there, I guess.
This is one that would ruin your parlay for sure.
It would
Everything
hurt.
Else hits.
I'm done with Harrison.
Yeah.
I'm not. I would not. I would stay away from Harrison, but it's your journey.
Yeah.
Are you, that what you're going with?
I'm taking the offensive rebound. I'm going to go okay.
one.
Just because. Yeah.
I love it.
1-800 game.
I don't know what possessed the one of the whatever app it was one day. It was a Harrison Barnes over 1.5 assists in the first quarter. It was the easiest situation I have ever seen. I don't know why they did that. I don't think they ever offered it again.
Yeah, no, never again. I would take 1.5 assists per game.
I might take that under.
Yeah, please.
Let
Are
alone.
You kidding?
But I guess they feel like it's safe because that's when he plays the most, when you know he's going to play. He's going to get it.
I hate that. I guess I love it for easy money on the under, but I just, oh, my goodness. I don't know why, what would possess you to put that up?
Okay, that's the prop talk. You have 5.5 assists over for Malik
it's
Monk.
It's a strong one.
You
might be my
have
favorite one.
1.5 dunks.
1.5. Over 1.5 dunks.
Over for Jalen Johnson. And you have for Nate, you have half, 0.5 offensive rebounds. For Harrison
like that.
Barnes.
I think it's crazy. It's crazy enough to work.
Well, while we're on it, like we said, they go on a road trip. They get back essentially. They basically get back when it's the trade deadline.
Yeah.
Will Harrison Barnes come back to Sacramento?
I mean,
yeah, to get his stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will he play another game in Sacramento after tonight?
You like that one, Chris?
That was a good one. I'm going to say yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
But that means that you don't think they make a move, or they made a move with other pieces?
I think they might make a move with other pieces. I still feel like, especially if you look at some of the other lesser names that the Kings have been kicking the tires on, I've seen Kevin Huerter's name thrown in those. I've seen Davion Mitchell's name. Haven't really seen Harrison Barnes' name thrown in there unless it was with the Siakam or with the OG. And if I had to read into that, I would say it's maybe because you still kind of need guys like Harrison Barnes in terms of profile. Like, it turns, you know, if you just sub Harrison out for, we'll just say, Jeremy Grant.
Right.
Well, then you still only have Keegan and Jeremy Grant as your length, and you don't really have an excess of those guys. You have Trey Lyles and Sasha. But if you keep Harrison, if you can make a move and bring in, again, just a random person, Dorian Finney-Smith, Jared Vanderbilt, whoever, and keep Harrison Barnes, well, then it's, okay, we have three different options at going. And it's just, it's turning a weakness into, I wouldn't say a strength, but at least something you can play with, whereas you're still pretty weak at the position overall if you ship off Harrison.
Yeah. Yeah, I my guess is that he is playing again.
Let's say, okay.
I just don't think they're going to do anything. That's been my stance for the last couple weeks here.
So let's turn it into a prop. 1.5 players returning: Harrison Barnes, Kevin Huerter, Davion Mitchell.
Oh, under on that.
Under.
Let's just say
they're not
in general. Let's just say in general. It doesn't have to be those specific guys.
Sure. I just don't think they're doing anything.
It's still 2 weeks away,
we're more than 2 weeks. I'm going to say over. How many new faces does it have to? Because, you know, it doesn't have to be. It could be a 2-for-1. It could be.
There's going
to
be one. It's going to be JTA signed to another 10 day.
That doesn't count.
That would not be. Yeah, that would not count.
That would not count.
New face.
I'm going to say one new face. I could not tell you who it is, though. Could be
none.
A random.
I'm telling you.
Money move guy.
They're not doing anything.
So is the line. Are we taking pushes here? So is the line going to be one?
I'm taking the under. They're not doing anything.
I am definitely taking the over if it's 0.5.
It's getting more and more quiet. Okay, I haven't seen any reports.
It's the calm before the storm.
Okay. All right.
They're just going to punt on everything. They're just going to say, you know what, it's fine.
What's punting?
Doing anything.
You heard the sack chat. They're one game out from Fitzy.
Dude, yeah.
What?
No, I'm agreeing with you. It's like, what do you do? I don't know if
literally
there's an answer.
Anything.
I don't know, man.
I mean, it could definitely still happen because it's not like we're seeing a bunch of other trades, right? People are definitely froze. Things are frozen right now.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of what's going to unfreeze it. I thought the Pascal move would unfreeze some things. Maybe they're waiting for the Lakers. I don't know, but I'm waiting to see. Okay, I will be even more positive. I would be even more positive that they weren't going to do something if other things were happening, because you'd have less people involved, right? The fact that nobody's doing anything is making me think, okay, I guess we're all just going to wait for February 8th again. And there's going to be one trade.
Happens,
yeah.
Usually everything happens within a 48 to 24 hour span of the deadline, and it's just a big rush of everything happening, and we're all trying to. Usually the actual hour leading into the deadline's pretty dead, but I feel like we're going to get a lot of trades. I think we're getting a little impatient, and I think this
is
definitely the calm before the storm. The Kings did quote unquote nothing last year at the deadline, still brought in a new face in Kessler Edwards. I'd be shocked if there's not two or three new players.
He might be on the way out.
He might. Yeah. He definitely might.
I still don't really get that move.
Yeah. I mean, it was for cash considerations. Yeah. They didn't really trade anything
for him. If they were to have a plan, I know what their plan is with Colby Jones.
Yeah.
I know what their plan is with a lot of guys. I don't know what their plan ever is, maybe what it was or
It was just it was not even a risk. It was just a flyer. Mm. I mean, I think they hoped Kessler Edwards would play better during summer league. He really didn't show much of anything.
You think he'll still be in
league?
The league after this?
Oh.
I'm sure he'll float around.
Yeah.
He's Detroit. In Stockton right now, funny enough.
Yeah.
In the G League. I don't think the Kings have sent him down to the G League before. Wouldn't surprise me if he floats around. He's got some tools, but, you know, nothing super special yet.
Yeah. All right. Get into a break when we get back. Dog segment with Sals and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Sports. Check us out on YouTube. Search Sacktown Sports and subscribe.
dog segment is here. And hopefully the Kings got a couple of dogs to take care of business tonight as they will go on a, what is it, a seven-game road trip?
Yeah.
After this, and just real quick, who they have lined up after this game tonight against the shorthanded Hawks? They get the Warriors on the road. At Warriors, at Mavericks, at Grizzlies, at Heat, at Pacers, at Bulls, at Cavs.
That's a real roller coaster
there
of a
you
trip.
Go. With that Pacers-Bulls being a back-to-back. Ugh. Now, what you can hope for is by the time they get to Chicago, February 3rd, hopefully some of those guys would have been moved. Hopefully
right.
Caruso was wearing a Kings jersey.
Oh, my gosh, can I pray for it?
You know, I really haven't been hearing a lot of Caruso talk.
Yeah, there's not much. I mean, besides him just kind of in general being a player of interest, not really much in terms of, hey, Bulls aggressively shopping or people aggressively looking for. Seems that, I mean, and it, the interesting thing might be the only way they were willing to part with him was if you were willing to take on that massive LaVine contract. And I'm not trying to do that. So if they're going to hold on to Zach LaVine, maybe they're not in a rush to ship off their winning players.
No.
We'll see.
Doesn't seem like
it. Go get Caruso, though.
Go get somebody. Please. Go get somebody. All right. It is time for our dog segment. Manny Too Legit on the Sack Chat. I got Keegan Murray as my dog tonight.
Okay.
Dog segment sponsored by nobody quite yet, but could be you.
Could be
Give
you.
Give us a call, 916-339-1140. 40. You have Campio Silva, Murray, and Domas, 30 points or more today. That is from Silva, Murray, and Domas, his dogs.
Okay.
So you have Keegan, you have another Keegan, and Domas. Chris, who do you have?
Yeah, I like Domas as an option. I feel like I've been taking him a lot recently, and it's pretty easy to take him when he's just, you know, stuff in the stat sheet the way that he is. Mm-hmm. He's going against Clint Capella today, who is an interesting matchup with him. He's got some strength in the past.
Yeah, he's strong,
he
had some too. He's strong, too.
Yeah, that'll be an – and going against Onyeka Okongwu as well, who's a little bit smaller but a pretty solid dude. So it's going to be interesting to see how that battle goes. I'm gonna go De'Aaron. When you don't have Trae Young out there, he's gonna be facing DeJounte, I assume, for a majority of tonight.
Somebody it's
gonna
be a
big
DeJounte.
Battle. Gonna be a big battle.
Take DeJounte's over,
bro. I seriously feel like he might go off. Yeah.
So here's the thing with De'Aaron, and I just noticed off the top of my head, they refuse going back to prop talk. To the lowest he'll go is 26.5.
Yeah.
Tonight he's at 27.5. And I haven't been able to trust you, Foxy.
No, absolutely.
Bro's
not
doing
not.
Good.
Scary.
Ask Jason Anderson. Dude, he's just not. He's not in the zone. He's
I,
not
I
feeling
cannot
good.
Trust that, Fox, but hopefully you are correct. He could be a fox and still, or he can be a dog and still not get to 27.5 because, yeah, it doesn't look great.
Is a fox a dog?
I think it's a canine.
That's a great question.
It's got to be a canine.
That changes the whole segment. If a fox is a dog,
it's got to be a canine, right?
That's an interesting
Let's see. What
theory.
Species is a fox.
It's a fox.
A fox is a canine.
Okay. What else is a canine that isn't a dog?
A wolf?
Let's
a
not
jackal?
Get into that.
There you go. That's jackal. All you get. Look it up yourself.
Okay.
All right, Nate, who's your dog?
So I'm always going with like bench guys, like
you
know,
sure are.
Yep.
Just because I, you know, it's
Nate likes to root for the underdog.
I think I picked Sabonis once, but can I pick De'Aaron Fox? Dude?
Sure
like,
can.
Is that
yeah.
fine?
Absolutely.
I want him to get healthy and happy. You know, healthy mentally or whatever's going on. I don't think there's a physical issue with him, but I'm just ready to see him take over and kind of change the narrative. A little bit about what's going on with this team. It's doom and gloom lately.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of the opposite of doom and gloom, Johnny P. DeRosa on the Sack Chat is the opposite of doom and gloom. Dog, Monk, 26 points, 4 rebounds, 9 assists.
Oh, he's
I'm
taking me over
the,
in that prop talk. Then.
Yeah.
Over at everything.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the December 29th game that they just played against Atlanta, which took the... halftime comeback, if we remember correctly. De'Aaron Fox had 31-8, 8 assists, 5 rebounds, 10 of 20 from the field, 8 of 16 from 3 in that Atlanta game. My goodness.
DeMontis
Sabonis, they sure did. DeMontis Sabonis, 25, 10, and 7 assists, 12 of 17. Malik Monk in that December game, 15 points, 8 assists. So that's looking good for your prop. And the other significant contributor was Trey Lyles, 19 points, 6 rebounds, 4 of 9 from 3. Trey Lyles was on that December 29th game. And then on the Atlanta side,
I'm guessing he made the first one.
I guarantee he did too. On the Atlanta side, it was actually a pretty even split between a lot of their stars. So it's going to be interesting to see who kind of takes the reins today. Trae Young obviously was their leading scorer, 24 points. Big thing for Trae Young, he was 7-7 at the free throw line. I wonder what that's like. But they're going to be missing his hunting of free throw attempts. Jalen Johnson had 16 and 15 in that game. 16 points, 15 rebounds for Jalen Johnson in that one. So maybe look for Jalen Johnson rebounds over tonight. DeJounte Murray had 18 and 6. Clint Capella had 12 and 12 with 2 blocks.
Amid Rock says that Herder will be a dog tonight. Another revenge game against any. I don't believe he had a revenge game last time.
He did not. Notice how when I read off the stats of the last time, Kevin Herter's name was not involved. For what it's worth, Kevin Herter in that game, 3 of 6, 1 of 3 from 3, 7 points.
Dwayne Baker saying Kayvon will show up. Hopefully. And Nicktown, surprise HB, big dog tonight. Harrison.
Surprise.
Harrison Barnes. Well, there you go.
We got 11 minutes, 50 seconds out of HB last time.
Wow. Brandon Deitzman, I can get behind Kayvon tonight. His record night was snuffed out a bit by the loss. Need that energy for all. Great call. You know, you weren't really slick there. Not that you were necessarily trying to be. So you think Trae Young, is he a foul merchant?
Yes. Oh, big time. Big merchant energy there.
Who's more of a foul merchant, him or Shea?
Him. Because he does that James Harden thing where he drives the lane, gets someone on his back, and then just like...
With the bumper cars.
Throws back. Yeah, the throws bumper cars. Throws back into him, but throws it
Luke
at the rim.
Luke is kind of a merchant too, though.
Big time. Big
okay,
time.
I didn't know if you'd admit that.
No. Luka is absolutely looking for fouls, but that's what the best scorers in the league do. I mean, they take advantage of the terrible officiating.
Austin Reeves is a foul merchant.
Let's see here. Trae Young is 5th in the NBA in field goal and free throw attempts.
Can we get the 5?
Number one is Joel
At 11.9. Giannis is 2nd at 11.5. Don't sleep on Giannis.
I don't think he's a merchant, though. I think he's just big and strong.
He plays it up, though.
People have made a good point. People don't mention Giannis's foul hunting because he shoots so poorly at the line.
By the way, over the weekend, you can get why I was paying attention to Bucks Pistons.
Yeah.
Going back to prop talk. Yeah. Why would I be watching Bucks Pistons? Giannis, by the way, was 31 and a half. He finished with 31. He missed 10 free throws.
Dang.
He missed 10 free throws.
That's crazy. Well, so what did he shoot, like 40% from free throw?
Must have been. He had 31 points. He
those are
10
De'Aaron numbers. That's crazy.
That's
Shea
insane.
Gilgeous Alexander, 3rd in the NBA. Free throws, 8.9. Luka, 8.7. And Trae Young, 8.2.
All the merchants.
Wow. Trae knocks him down at 85%, too.
Where's Shea? Harden on there, too.
Shea's 3rd.
Harden's he's not a merchant anymore.
Doesn't really
think.
Do
not
it
anymore,
as much
huh?
as he used to. Yeah.
Okay. He led the way minutes. And then let kids kind of take over. After he said, I built this.
Actually, yeah, James Harden is 37th in the NBA in free throw attempts per game, 4.9.
Is there anybody in the top 10 that's surprising?
Paolo Banchero. He's
not a merchant. He's just strong. Merchant or strong? He's
Bam
just strong.
Adebayo. Could argue also
yeah,
strong.
Yeah, just strong.
AD.
Austin Reeves really. Got to be close.
I mean, Dame.
Dame is a foul merchant.
Dame's at 8. Jimmy Butler's at 8.1.
Steph.
That's not a merchant.
Okay, just asking.
I don't see Steph. Steph is 26th, which definitely fuels Paul? The Golden State. He doesn't get foul calls.
He doesn't get foul calls. He does not get a superstar
Relax.
Whistle.
Relax. He sure doesn't. He sure doesn't. No. All those four-point plays, though.
No.
Well, yeah, he doesn't get them at the lane, but it probably makes up for it.
Definitely evens out.
Because the threes, come on, that leg be
it's insane.
Kicking a little kicking bit out. There, Steph. It's insane. All right, hopefully the Kings can get it done, get back on the winning track, and end this four-game skid against the shorthanded Atlanta Hawks. Time to see a beam. It's been a while since we've seen beam.
Please.
And the last time to get a home beam in a while as the Kings take off for a 7-game road trip after this. They will be all over, really, America. Yeah. It's not necessarily a east or west. They're all over, so they got to leave and get ready for their trip on the right side of things. Thank you to our guy, Nate Littlefield, behind the glass. Thank you to Emil Fragoso for coming in and spending a lot of time with us. We have plenty more Niners talk as the week goes by, and obviously we'll be reacting to the Kings tomorrow. Chris Watkins, Alan Stiles, until tomorrow, secure the bag, light the shorthanded Hawks beam.